It has been called a perfect storm in the wine world, the overproduction of grapes in California and Europe, colliding with sinking demand for high-end wines due to the sputtering economy, resulting in rock-bottom wine prices. And while that may be unwelcome news for winemakers, it is great news for wine lovers. The bargains are bountiful, so bountiful that in some stores, wine costs less than bottled water at $2 a pop.
Not all the deals are quite that delicious, but in these times, you can quite easily find a quality vintage for well under $10. So says Linda Murphy, who writes the weekly bargain wine column for the San Francisco Chronicle. Linda, first, what caused this wine glut?
Well, there was a shortage of wine in the mid to late 1990s. Winemakers couldn't make enough to satisfy the market. This is for California. And they increased their prices to slow down sales so that a wine would stay on a shelf or on a restaurant list for an entire year. When the wine sold out, they said, we've got to plant more grapes. So between the mid-1990s and now, there are too many grapes planted for consumers to drink the wine.
Cheap but decent wine. How cheap and how decent is this stuff?
Well, you can get wine here in California for as cheap as $1.99 a bottle, and if you buy that wine by the case, you can often get a 10% discount out of that, so that's half the price of a sandwich.
Now, you've said that there are great bargains out there for less than $10. We have a real Friday treat for us, and Robert is going to join me now for what we are, I guess, going to call a cross-continental wine tasting, since you're out there in wine country and we're here in Studio 2A. And Linda, why don't we start with the reds?
Okay, the first wine is a 2000 California Pepperwood Grove Cabernet Sauvignon. Pepperwood Grove is what is called a second label. It means that it has been generated through excess fruit from another winery that bottles more expensive wines. In this case, Pepperwood Grove is owned by Don Sebastiani, very well made, widely available.
Well, our sommelier for the day, Graham Smith, will now do the honors and crack open a bottle of, why don't you give us the name once again here? This is the Pepperwood.
Pepperwood Grove.
Cabernet Sauvignon 2000.
Yes.
Does it come with a month also, or does 2000 suffice in this case?
In this case, 2000 suffices.
Thank you.
Cheers.
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 Now, Linda, why is it that you like this one?
Well, Cabernet Sauvignon from California has been very expensive in the last several years, especially those from Napa Valley, and there's been a quality level that everybody has tried to achieve, but you can't do it without charging $30 or $40 or $50 a bottle for Cabernet. This particular wine captures the character of Cabernet Sauvignon, the character that's inherent in the grape. It's got nice black cherry and blackberry flavors. There's a slight herbal quality to it on the nose, soft tannins. It's very easygoing, but it's tasty.
I think ours may have a bit of a bite to it,
yes,
this particular bottle. But
well, let's move on to your next choice, which is?
The Parallel 45, which is a Côte du Rhône wine from the Jabulet producer. The Côte du Rhône is in southern France, and today it's one of the best red wine values in the world. It's a very warm Mediterranean area. Grapes such as Syrah and Grenache and Cunoise, fruity and delicious, uncomplicated but tasty. Côte du Rhônes are a great buy.
Well, here goes. This is the Jabulet Parallel 45 Côte du Rhône.
Now, this is quite nice.
It's fruit-driven. It's got aromas of flavors of raspberry, blackberry. What I really like about it is a nice touch of black pepper, a hint of anise, and that spiciness is what I find intriguing in this wine.
And that is $6.99 a bottle?
I paid $6.99 for this.
One area where I guess they've seen a real oversupply is in the Chardonnay grapes, and you have a selection there for us as well.
Yes, this is the Camelot 2000 California Chardonnay. Camelot is a second label from the Kendall Jackson Winery. The grapes are mostly from cool climate areas in California, from Santa Barbara County all the way to Monterey County. You're probably not going to see any Napa or Sonoma or Mendocino grapes in this wine, but they're able to take grapes from several regions in California, blend them together to get a balanced, tasty bottle, and sell it for $6.99, $7.99.
Let's try.
Yeah.
Now, you said this was
very good.
The Kendall Jackson second label.
I should clarify that. Kendall Jackson Winery used to make just one brand, and it was called Kendall Jackson. As the company grew, it has created many other brands under the Kendall Jackson banner, and this is one of them. So wineries like this will decide what price they want to sell a particular wine. They will determine the style they want, and then they will go get the grapes to make that style and that price point. we taste about 50 wines a week at the San Francisco Chronicle, and often a $5.99 wine will do much better than a $20 bottle of wine. There's just so much good wine out there that basically consumers can pick the price they're comfortable paying, and they have a very good chance of getting a good bottle.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Linda Murphy writes the weekly bargain wine column for the San Francisco Chronicle.
And if you missed the names of those three picks for under $10 a bottle, you can find them at our website, npr.org.